क्लास नाइन्थ, सब्जेक्ट साइंस, चैप्टर नंबर 3, एटम्स एंड मॉलिक्यूल्स, नंबर ऑफ मॉड्यूल्स 3. मॉड्यूल नंबर 1, लॉज ऑफ केमिकल कॉम्बिनेशंस. लॉज ऑफ केमिकल कॉम्बिनेशन. देर आर टू लॉज ऑफ केमिकल कॉम्बिनेशंस. First one, law of conservation of mass. Law of conservation of mass states that mass can neither be created nor destroyed in a chemical reaction. This means that during a chemical reaction, the sum of the masses of the reactants and products remain unchanged. For example, take some sodium sulfate solution in a conical flask and some barium chloride solution in an ignition tube. Hang the ignition tube in the flask by a thread and put a cork on the flask. Find the mass of the flask on a balance. Then tilt the flask. A chemical reaction takes place. Sodium sulfate reacts with barium chloride to form sodium chloride, and white precipitate of barium sulfate is formed. Then again find the mass of the flask. It will be seen that the sum of the masses of the reactants and products remain unchanged. See here, the example is shown. A flask is there containing barium chloride solution, sodium sulfate solution is there, and both are reacting to give white precipitate of barium sulfate. We have to weigh the flask containing the both the solutions before reaction, and again weigh the flask after the reaction. We observe that weight of the flask before and after the reaction remains unchanged. Another illustration, take calcium carbonate CaCO3. Calcium carbonate CaCO3 on heating decomposes to calcium oxide CaO, or also called as quick lime, and carbon dioxide CO2. It is found that if 100 gram of calcium carbonate is heated, it gives 56 gram of calcium oxide, that is quick lime, and 44 gram of carbon dioxide. Thus, for the reaction, calcium carbonate on heating gives calcium oxide, carbon dioxide. So calcium carbonate is 100 gram, calcium oxide is 56 gram, and carbon dioxide is 44 gram. So what do we observe? Mass of reactants is equal to mass of products. That is, mass of the reactant is 100 gram and mass of the product is also 100 gram. This shows that no mass is created, that means no new mass is formed. Neither the old mass or the mass in the reactant is not destroyed. Second law, law of constant proportions. In a chemical substance, the elements are always present in a definite proportions by mass. Example, consider water. Water, that is H2O, always contains two elements, hydrogen and oxygen, combined together in the ratio of 2:16 or 1:8 by mass. Since the mass of one hydrogen is 1 amu or atomic mass unit or 1 U, also called as unified mass, 16 is the atomic mass unit of oxygen. So two hydrogen atoms are there, so 2:16. Simplest ratio is 1:8. In another way, 18 gram of pure water will always contain 2 gram of hydrogen and 16 gram of oxygen, irrespective of the source. This is law of constant proportion. Another example is of ammonia. Ammonia, that is NH3, one atom of hydrogen and 3 atoms of hydrogen. So the atomic weight or atomic mass unit of nitrogen is 14, atomic mass unit of hydrogen is 1. So 3 hydrogen contributes 3 amu and 1 nitrogen contributes 14 amu. So the ratio by mass is 14:3. Irrespective of its source, from whichever it is obtained. This implies that any pure sample of a compound, no matter the source, will always consist of the same elements in the same ratio by mass. Take another example. Carbon dioxide can be prepared by any one of the following methods. For example, by burning charcoal in air. So the carbon plus O2 gives you CO2. Second, by heating limestone, that is calcium carbonate, on heating gives calcium oxide plus carbon dioxide. Third, by adding dilute HCl on any carbonate. Example, take example of sodium carbonate, Na2CO3. Na2CO3 plus HCl gives you 2NaCl plus HCl plus carbon dioxide CO2. Fourth, by heating sodium bicarbonate NaHCO3. On heating, sodium bicarbonate gives sodium carbonate Na2CO3 plus H2O plus CO2. So what is found in all these four cases? Carbon dioxide is released, and carbon dioxide is found to be made of the same elements. that is carbon and oxygen, combined in the same fixed ratio, that is 12:32. 12 is the atomic weight of carbon, 'since there are two oxygen atoms, the total weight becomes 32 of two oxygen, because atomic weight of oxygen is 16. So two oxygen weighs 32. So the ratio becomes 12:32. And the simplest ratio becomes 3:8 by mass. Thus the law of constant proportion is proved. It also helps to calculate the percentage of any element in the given compound using the expression. Percentage of any element is equal to mass of that element upon mass of the compound into 100. So here we are completing the first module, and here we have studied the law of conservation of mass and law of constant proportion or definite proportion.